across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're talking royals. We're talking specifically about the royal wedding that took place on Saturday. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, of course. And in front of me, I've got Neil Perry from Romsey Mill. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Lee. Great to be with you.
Lovely to have you here. And Kim Stannard from Romsey Mill as well. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us, Kim. And we're talking to you because you were there and you're going to tell us all about it, Neil. But yes. Before you do, we will definitely get all the details of the day from you. But first of all, you were there because of Romsey Mill. So tell me a little bit about Romsey Mill.
Indeed.
First.
So Romsey Mill, we're a Cambridgeshire charity creating opportunities with young people, children and families from cradle up through to career. We've been in Cambridge for almost 40 years. We're now working across Cambridgeshire and over into Peterborough as well. And I think it was because of the work of Romsey Mill that's local, in local communities with local people. It was because of that work that we came to the attention of the Lord Lieutenant in Cambridgeshire and we were nominated to go along to the wedding.
That's how it works, is it? You were nominated.
It is indeed. The Lord Lieutenant in Cambridgeshire looked at a number of different charities and people who had invested in and made a difference in their local community. And Romsey Mill was one of those charities that was nominated. And we were fortunate then to be asked to be selected to go along. So and it was really important for Romsey Mill that it was a young person that was coming with me to the wedding. We're all about creating opportunities with young people. And so this was a great time to create an opportunity with a young person. Person Kim, who's been with us at Romsey Mill for a number of years and has overcome some significant challenges in her life and is now volunteering with us. So Kim was the person we chose to come along to the wedding.
Yes, because you had a plus one, Neil, and it was the invitation was to you. So presumably we'll come to you in a minute, Kim, about how you felt to be asked. But presumably, I don't know whether there was a Mrs. Perry.
There is a Mrs. Perry. Lisa is my wife, and certainly once. It was announced that I was going to the wedding in Cambridge News and on the radio. Lots of people came up to Lisa and said, "So what are you going to wear to the wedding?" But Lisa was really, really pleased that it was a young person that was going to be accompanying me. I was going to be accompanying a young person to the wedding. So that was fabulous.
She's a good woman, and she watched it all on the television
with our daughter, and they had a fabulous time. And we were exchanging text messages throughout the day. But Lisa thought it was brilliant that Kim was able to come along to the wedding.
So, Kim, tell me really about your involvement with Romsey Mill. When did you first get involved with the organisation?
I think it was a good 2-3 years ago now. But I knew Richard Beckett, who's now my youth worker, because he used to be a teaching assistant at school and then become a youth worker. And I bumped into him and he was like, "I should come along, come join in. We can help support you. You can do this stuff with us." So I come along and then met everybody else at Romsey Mill. Everyone's so friendly and kind. When I got told I could be going to the royal wedding, I was so shocked that they'd chosen me. It was just an honour and I was just like, "Why me?" And they're like, "Because you've just done so much work, you've improved so well in life." And yeah.
Oh, what a thing to experience. So there were various bits of the day, various chunks of people. So there were some in the chapel, some outside the chapel, some in the day reception, some in the evening reception. Which bit were you invited to?
So we were there throughout the day, so from very early until after the wedding service had ended. And we were outside with a group of, I think, probably about 3,000 people, it seemed, about that number. I believe there were about 1,200 people who were nominated to go, and they could take a guest with them. So altogether, probably about 2,500 or 3,000 people. And we all sat on sort of outside, very close to the chapel, where all the guests were walking down from the hill, down the path towards the entrance to the chapel. And we were on the grass there with lots of other people, probably only, I don't know, maybe 10 metres, 15 metres from where all the guests were arriving. And we were very fortunate. It was busy. There were lots of people, and we managed to squeeze ourselves in to a piece of grass, which happened to be almost opposite the side door where the royal family were all stopping and entering the chapel. So we had some
good spot.
And Kim nabbed that spot for us, but it was brilliant.
So you saw the royal family arriving and all these celebrities as well, Kim.
Yeah.
Who do you remember seeing arriving most?
James Corden's my favourite.
James Corden, yeah, he was there with his wife, and George Clooney.
We saw George, didn't we?
Yeah, but I don't actually know who George Clooney is.
What?
I know. Kim's not
He's
much of a celeb
He's my future second husband. Kim, that's all you need to know.
I think it's because, Kim, you were saying to me that you don't watch a lot of television at home and you spend more of your time out and about. And I didn't know that many people. So there probably could have been better celeb spotters at the wedding than us. But even so, we spotted some of the royal family we knew.
Yeah.
And then people like George Clooney, and I think Clive Woodward I saw, and obviously the Beckhams, David and Victoria Beckham. And then after the service, they all came out of the chapel and walked back up the hill. So we had a second opportunity to wave. And it was lovely. Some of the guests then, one or two, came over to talk to the people that were gathered. Fergie was fabulous. She came over, she shook people's hands and just spent some time talking to the well-wishers that were gathered on the grass.
Yeah, good fair.
Yeah.
So you saw Prince Harry and Prince William arrive?
We did. And do you remember what you said, Kim, as you saw them walking down the hill? Do you remember what you said to me? She said, "Oh, it looks like the Walk of Shame."
Was it?
Prince Harry, I should say. He did look a little bit nervous,
didn't he, Kim? He did look nervous.
But I think having his brother by his side made all the difference. And they looked, you know, they looked very smart. I thought not overdressed. They just did it brilliantly. And so they walked down together with everybody cheering. You know, the crowds were cheering and waving flags, very patriotic. And then after they had arrived, probably for about the next 45, 50 minutes, different guests were arriving and walking down towards the entrance to the chapel at different points. And so they were spread out. And so you had opportunity to see different people along the way.
So what about the bride? Did you see the bride?
We did briefly. She drove past quite fast because I think they were running a little bit late.
So she was in the car, wasn't she, Kim, on the way into to the chapel. But then obviously after the service, as they departed in that horse-drawn carriage, wasn't it?
It was beautiful.
Beautiful, wasn't it, Lee? So as they left then, we saw more of them, didn't we, as the horses pulled them up again up the hill and past us. So we had a really good view of them.
So you got
then.
You got to see her and a little bit of the dress, I guess. You could see the beautiful dress. What do you think she looked like, Kim?
She just looked amazing. She looked beautiful and stunning. And, you know, I just wish that we could have seen her properly inside the chapel.
Well, that's the thing, though, because, you know, we'll be able to buy a DVD of the actual wedding, won't we, at some point. But to actually be there and soak up the atmosphere, that's the thing that you never get
back. It was very special, and it's, you know, we have memories, Kim has memories that last a lifetime, I think. And as Kim said, we feel very honoured that, you know, we were nominated, and the sense in which we were representing the whole of the Romsey Mill team, the family of Romsey Mill, but also the young people, the children, the families that are with us and the wider Cambridge community. It was fabulous. And we had a lovely picnic.
Yeah, so I was going to ask what happened next then.
Yes, so guests arriving, and we were a little bit, because we left Cambridge. Well, Kim, what time was it we left your
20
house?
5:20.
5:20. So myself and Diane, another team member from Romsey Mill, and Kim, I drove us from Cambridge to Windsor. We were encouraged to leave a lot of time. We weren't sure what the roads would be like, but actually the journey through was swift and there were no queues. We had a car parking space, a designated place, in a field that was probably only a short 2-3 minute walk from Eton Bridge, which is where you cross over from Eton, over the bridge into Windsor and then up to the castle. So we arrived early, we had a coffee, we then had a bit of queuing, didn't we, Kim, before we went into Windsor Castle. And there were lots of security, weren't there? Lots and lots of police and security people, as you'd hope, but we were all looked after. So I think we probably got into Windsor Castle and we found our places by about, what do you think, maybe about 10 o'clock.
Oh gosh, you're right, you were there.
So
nice
we had, yeah,
there.
We were. And then we had a little bit of food to eat along the way. We talked to some of the other well-wishers. It was lovely to meet with other people, again, involved in other charitable work in other parts of the country, some people who've done amazing things to help others and to support their communities. So really lovely to have those conversations with other people. We met a couple, husband and wife, and their young son was one of the people singing in the choir. And so that was a lovely opportunity to meet
with
them.
They must have been busting with pride.
They were very proud parents. So that was lovely. So yes, we enjoyed a picnic that had been supplied by the Chambers of Commerce here in Cambridgeshire. So we were very grateful to that. And actually, We were also grateful for the support that came from Cambridgeshire Community Foundation and the High Sheriff. They all helped to cover the expenses so that Kim could have a lovely outfit to wear on the day and we could have, you know, the food that we enjoyed. So we ate the picnic, we listened to the service from outside. My highlight, I think, was the sermon. I thought it was so rousing and so passionate and so personal. Did you have a highlight from the wedding service, Kim?
I don't know. I really enjoyed like just watching everyone come in and seeing all the different people.
Yeah.
I think also just the whole atmosphere of it all, and you know, you can in the future tell your kids and grandkids that I was there that day. I think it's just amazing.
Isn't it?
It is amazing because you're one of such a small handful of people.
There were only six people, I think, from Cambridgeshire who were nominated and were able to go. So we do feel that privilege, and we hope we represented Cambridgeshire well. It was funny, after the service was over, we took some pictures. So we got a lovely picture of Kim stood on the steps of the chapel, so where Meghan had come out, well, entered
the chapel.
Those beautiful
flowers.
Those beautiful roses.
They must have smelled
amazing.
So we
got some fab pictures of Kim there. And then do you want to tell Lee about the other photograph that I took of you, Kim?
Next to the Royal Guard.
See, the big soldier with the tall black helmet, and
they
you were a little unsure.
Scared the living daylights out of me.
Was he allowed to smile? Did he smile?
No,
not allowed to smile.
I thought he was going to shoot me.
You're back here in one piece, thankfully.
But so we've got some lovely pictures.
So after everybody had left, then what happens?
So we probably stayed around until about 2:30 to 3. There was an opportunity for well-wishers to go into the chapel, into St George's Chapel, after the service. There were very long queues, and I think by that point Kim needed a bit of a break, so we decided we wouldn't queue to go in there, but we would wander around and have some pictures taken. And then it was a walk from the castle back to where our car was parked. You wouldn't believe there were thousands and thousands and thousands, and we walked past, you saw Dermot O'Leary, didn't you?
Yeah.
So Dermot, the Radio yes. 2 presenters, yes. No competition obviously with Cambridge 105, but they were there, and there was lots of TV cameras, weren't there?
Yeah,
lots of TV people.
And what a lovely day it was as well.
The sun was shining, people were in such a positive mood, as you'd expect, lots of joy on people's faces. And so as we left Windsor Castle and we were walking back towards the car, there was a hotel, and I spotted Idris Elba on the balcony of the hotel with his fiance, and he gave a wave to the crowds who cheered. So there was lots of fun to be had.
What an amazing, I mean, I don't want to put you on, I'll give you some time to think about this, Kim. I'm going to fire it straight at you, Neil.
Please.
Is there one overwhelming memory, you know, one thing that you'll take away that just either surprised you or just an image that will stay with you?
So I think the whole day, it's that overall sense of the privilege and the experience and the opportunity to be there that won't be repeated. But I loved the wedding service. I loved the way the wedding service integrated the best of British tradition with more modern touches, and also Meghan's African-American culture. One of my highlights, I think it was the sermon, you know, Reverend Michael Curry, that personal and passionate message about the power of love. It was fabulous. I also liked the gospel choir that sang Stand By Me following the sermon.
Fantastic.
It was so uplifting. I think that sort of message of love and the importance of justice, those values are what underpins the work of Romsey Mill. So that's really what resonated for me.
What about you, Kim? One thing that you'll remember?
I think for me it's just generally the whole day as well. You know, I had to get up early, get ready, all the excitement, the butterflies, you know, travelling down there, seeing all the different people, enjoying the day, just being able to just enjoy it, really.
Yeah. What did you wear?
I wore a beautiful dress. It was navy with flowers on. Some nice flowery heels.
And didn't you wear your grandma's... it wasn't a hat,
fascinator.
Was it? Fascinator. That's what
yeah,
it's
you're
called.
Learning, Neil, aren't you?
There we are. I thought it was lovely that you could wear your grand's fascinator. She looked fabulous.
I bet you must have been on an... You still seem to be on a little bit of a high. You must have been absolutely, flying.
I think we are. And we've taken some photographs that we're sorting through at the moment. So, you know, Kim will have those photographs as a memory of the day. And we got a lovely little gift bag as we came into the castle, which included an order of service. And what else did it include?
A bottle of water.
Bottle of royal water, don't you know?
Royal water.
Chocolate coin. some biscuits. But the order of service is a lovely memory of the day. So
that's fantastic.
It was brilliant.
All those photos. If you want to share one of those photographs with us at Cambridge 105, we'd love to put it.
We'll do that. We'll post that on Romsey Mills Facebook and Twitter. But we'll also send one through.
It'd be
lovely if you can put that on the website.
We'd love
because, as I say, it wasn't about us. It really was about Cambridgeshire and us being able to celebrate all the brilliant work that's done, not just by Romsey Mill, but other amazing local charities and causes.
Oh, well, lovely to speak to you. So nice to speak to somebody who was there. I mean, it looked amazing on TV to actually have been there and soak up that atmosphere. You could feel it coming out through the TV.
Yeah.
Have you actually seen the service? Have you watched the service?
I haven't yet.
So, it's been repeated ad nauseum on some channels, and as I say, there'll be a DVD, I'm sure.
I did watch some highlights. I thought it was funny as the interaction between the crowds outside and the guests inside. So, you know, as they get, you know, Harry, you know, and Meghan, they took their vows, and the cheers that came from outside, which clearly those inside the chapel could hear and they responded to.
That must have been lovely. You were part of those cheers, presumably.
Yeah, absolutely. So, lots of lovely memories. So.
Lovely. Well, lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for
coming
in. Lovely memories to cherish.
Thank you for inviting us in this morning, Lee. Good to speak with you.
You're very welcome.